process at a later date, whether it be us or
regardless of
anybody. But they are just a market that rose to prominence because they're in the process of
I think it was said that they're the largest underwriter for. Is it because of that crisis from the 80s, or is it because they provide better services? Is it a combination of the two?
As well, or they wouldn't have lasted from the early 80s until now.
I have some people shaking their heads yes, and then some people no.
They were formed for that purpose, to provide coverage during that period of time. It was an individual capacity. They got involved into an excellent company that they trained, provide law enforcement training, driver training, many different modules for management training, or more practices, liability issues, or higher environment discrimination, harassment, so on. They have involved into it. Full service.
Commissioner Williams may know your name. I do not. Who are you with?
Young Chronister with All Safe.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know his name. I do now. It's Jeff.
Yeah, you do.
I think they presented. Oh, you weren't here. They presented to us the day that you had, I think, an airport issue or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Okay. I was surprised you weren't in a meeting. You make them all.
Pardon? That's because my grandson was most important that day.
I understand. That's what I mean. I think the reason the decision is hard for me is simply because you've got, if you look at it as two employees, and essentially that's what you guys are, one's done great, one we know will do great, how do you fire one to use another one if the current agency was doing a terrible job, then again, it'd be easy. And I know they're both.
I want to make a correction there. It's not firing an elected official when they run for office. They don't get fired. The people just decide when the contract is up whether they're going to rehire them or not. You'd be firing no one. You
can sugarcoat it however you want. You're not using one entity to use another entity, or you're not using one individual to use another individual. So, but again, Commissioner Schofield, do you have any comments or ideas?
I'm just looking at the recommendations here.
I'm wondering if time is not sensitive on the property and liability like it is on the health, then taking a suggestion from the audience, one of our elected officials, if we should get the names of the counties that they represent and then ask those from their experience from those counties would be, if we have the time, I would like to do that.
That's fine. Do we want to set up discussions with the commission in each entity as well? Is that abnormal?
Totally okay.
Have you guys been a part of that before, or is that something that's...
You can just provide you referrals.
Well, I'm saying as far as if we just want to sit down and talk with you in a roundtable discussion, is that normal? Is that out of the norm? Is that...
Where are you guys going?
It's suggested in the RFQ, so it's totally acceptable.
You say it is suggested in the RFQ?
Do an interview.
Okay.
We can have the names of the counties that they each represent.
Is there an issue with property liability to where that... I know like health insurance would be a completely different
The only
issue.
Thing is the contract, both contracts, agreements, expire on the same day, October 1st. So we have 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we could probably get this resolved by the time of the next commission meeting next Monday, if you guys are meeting next Monday.
Is priority.
I have a holiday coming up. I'm going fishing here.
I think next Tuesday is Yom Kippur. You say you have a holiday coming up? I said next Tuesday is Yom Kippur. Is that your holiday?
No.
And then if they would give us the names of the counties they represent, then that will be a priority for me this week. Just to...
Do you want to talk with them individually, or do you want to have them with as a group, as all three commissioners talk with? Not the counties, but the actual entities. I guess what I'm saying is I'd like to sit down and talk with Connell Insurance, and I'd like to sit down and talk with acres in Arnie, and all its acres in Arnie, excuse me, and that's what I would like to do. Do you guys want to be involved with that as well? Do you want to do it individually, or do you want to do it as a commission?
Well, I think if you're going to do it, it's very important that everyone hear the same thing, because you have people hear things different. So I think it would be important that all three commissioners be present for that. I would, if they would email Shanna the list of the counties they represent, then I can do my work from that point. Does that make sense?
So yes, you want all three commissioners to meet with...
Yes, if we're going to meet, I think they should all meet.
If you guys don't care, who do we need to contact? Who does our office need to contact to set that up with you guys? You? And then... Okay. We'll try to get that coordinated probably here pretty quick so we can get it done. So move to table... RFQ number 201807-413 to an unspecified time.
What about next week?
Amend my motion to say next week? Next Monday? Amend my motion to say next Monday the 17th?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Independent Health Benefits Bid Recommendations 201807-414.
Thank you, commissioners. This, again, is the same situation. We have this insurance set to expire the current agreement October 1st. As I stated earlier, all of the factors are the same regarding the release of the RFQ, when it closed, the fact that we received responses. The only difference is regarding the independent insurance and health benefits, we received responses from four different companies, the same two that we talked about earlier. Those two qualified as such by answering each of the categories. J.W. Terrell, in this instance, did not qualify, not because they quoted the wrong governmental entity as they did in another response, but simply because they basically failed to conform with a couple of the requirements in the RFQ, one of which to be a must requirement that they respond in like manner with all of their questions, all their answers, so that we could compare them correctly. If the information that we were asking for in that RFQ was included in their response, we couldn't find it. We searched for it. It may be there. It wasn't in the order that it was requested to be. And also, they did not qualify on the face of things or local involvement or any county direct any kind of knowledge. We all three discussed that, and all three read those responses separately, and all three came up with the same conclusion that J.W. Terrell needed to be eliminated from consideration, and they were notified by email from me. The other company that responded in this instance is National Benefit Services Center out of Florida. A very interesting response. Basically, it had no semblance whatsoever to their RFQ or the questions we were asked, so we eliminated them, and they were notified by an email from me. That left us with the two remaining companies, our existing agent of record, Wallace Acres and Arnie, and Connell Insurance, like responses to the other RFQ. Wallace Acres and Arnie gave much more detailed full-page responses, in some cases multiple-page responses. The panel also gave good responses, just shorter. Now I'll turn it over to the HR director for her recommendation.
I'll go ahead and read this into the record. The table, this is for independent insurance and benefits. This table reflects the exact categories requirements as asked for within the request for qualifications that each of the below firms responded to. Only two firms offered responses in total compliance with each item as asked for. Therefore, only those two were thoroughly reviewed for award and recommendation. Of those two, Aulis Acres and Arnie, who's currently in place as the Cheney County agent of record, offered more thorough and detailed responses. As such, we recommend Aulis Acres and Arnie Insurance. And as far as we recommend, it wasn't all...
So I was about to ask the same question. Was it was that unanimous? Yes, it was unanimous, or...
Pardon me?
You say yes, it was unanimous?
Yeah, all three.
I did not.
So you all three and you didn't?
Well, just like the we recommend on the previous one, and Dawn stated that she did not.
But it wasn't said that all three. Just now it was said that all three, and now...
I thought it was all three.
It was we recommend on both of them. It was the same verbiage.
No. It's not the same verbiage, because the questions are different. Or the questions are the same, I'm getting different answers. Before, I said, was it unanimous? And it was said, no, it was not unanimous. I asked Ron, he said, no, it was not unanimous, but I thought that this was better, that the Connell was better. And Ms. Mueller said it was not unanimous because she didn't. Now Mr. Eric is saying yes. All three of us said yes, and now you're saying no, you didn't. So that's why it's different.
The same as the last one. Dawn stated she did not recommend. I'm stating that
Ron didn't say that all three said yes in the last one.
I heard pretty much the same thing both times.
I believe he did. Yes.
I heard
okay.
In the previous, it's not an issue on this, but
it is an issue whenever you have conflicting things being told in front of us. But that's okay.
What I heard on the other one was saying that we had all recommended, and I saw Mr. Erickson agree with that, and Ruth, and then I heard individually you ask Ms. Mueller, and she said she hadn't. That's what I heard on the liability. What I heard on this was saying...
They're all three right there. Let's just ask him. Mr.
Yes.
Erickson.
The recommendations in writing.
Okay, I understand the recommendations, Ryan. I'm asking you a question. Mm-hmm. On the property and liability, did you think that all three were unanimous?
No.
Okay. On the independent insurance and benefits, did you think that all three were unanimous?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
So whenever he answered the questions, that's what changed. Now, I'm just saying don't sit there and give us misleading information is all I'm saying.
What is before us right now is deciding on the agent that's going to represent us on the independent insurance on health and benefits. Is that correct? Okay. And I see the rating, all of both companies, Connell Insurance and Aulis Acres and Arnie, made all the compliance they filled out for your request as a purchasing agent which you sent out.
Yes.
Is that correct? And I agree with, I'm sure, both the other commissioners, not putting words in their mouth, I think they've been said, that both of the agents are excellent agents, and we are honored that they will both bid and be interested in serving Cheney County. I am prepared to make a recommendation on this unless you think there's more discussion. Based upon what we went through this last year and working with Mr. Akers in going out for some extra duties to try to get the commission to try to get it set up so that we could accept our employees that are retiring on the program, and then working, and I know there was many hours put in this with different individuals working to get that agreement in place. And right now, with that in place, I would recommend that we, for the insurance and benefits, as our agent, stay with Aulis Acres and Arnie. For the term of, and is it yearly or?
It's initially the agreement will rate for 12 months with two